This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You have now entered Overdrive. Myself, Liam McAdoo, and Joe Biggs will be here with you for the remainder of this hour. We're going to be opening up the phone lines to take your calls here at the bottom half. Now, we have been speaking with InfoWars investigative journalist Wayne Madsen. Right before the break, we were really kind of getting into the coordination between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department. But now I want to shift gears and talk about George Soros. Now, he is got his little meddling hands in everything, and now, thanks to some new leaks, some hacktivists, we see that he's behind the Muslim takeover of the West. So, Wayne Madsen, give us the details.
Well, very interesting internal Soros Foundation report was leaked, I guess, as a result of the hacking incident. And, you know, it really doesn't matter to me whether it's Russian hackers or it's WikiLeaks or it's, you know, Guccifer 2.0, 3.0, whatever that is all about. As long as we get these documents, this is the transparency, by the way, that Mr. Obama promised us when he became president. Of course, we never saw it. As a matter of fact, we saw more whistleblowers go to prison under Obama than any other of his predecessors since Woodrow Wilson combined. So we've got this internal report, and I really think that what surprised me is that Soros's people, and he, of course, who funds these operations, were talking about taking advantage of migration corridors. And two initially were cited from Central America and Mexico into the United States and from the Middle East and North Africa into Europe. This is the first time we've seen a linkage between the migration into the United States by mostly Hispanics and the migration into Europe from the Middle East by mostly Muslims. You know, if Donald Trump plays his cards on this one right, he can link the issue of the wall to what he also has said is that Hillary Clinton will become another Angela Merkel. She, of course, allowed all these people, over a million, to come into Europe. We know that Soros' document, it does link the two. And he also then talks in the document about creating new corridors, including one that's managed by one of the co-authors of the report. And that is from Eurasia into Russia and Europe. So this is what he's doing. He's advocating illegal, massive migration on a global scale to basically change the ethnic makeup of various countries, as we see what's happening in Europe and is what's happening in the United States. And I think this is an amazing revelation from this document. As I say, it links in the past, people said, well, you can't link Hispanic migration into the United States to what's going on in Europe. Yes, you can. If you read this Soros document, it's clear cut. That the two illegal migrations are linked. And there's other migrations that have been started and others that are planned.
Well, wow. And it's funny because I see a lot of people, they must be sock puppets, they must be trolls, but they come out and say George Soros is a good guy and he's just trying to give the little people the money and the funds that they need to help take down the globalists, the elitists that want to rule their countries. That's why he's destabilizing these nations.
Well, I'll tell you, yeah, there's a lot of people in think tanks and policy laundry operations in Washington, London, and around the world whose salaries are dependent on Mr. Soros. Take the king's gold, you do the king's bidding.
Right. No, exactly. And that's exactly why we've seen A lot of activists going to the Trump rallies, going after him, rather than going after their actual opponent at the time, Hillary Clinton. And that's why we see what happened there with Bernie Sanders. Stick around. We'll be right back after the break, speaking with more on George Soros.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need, when you need it. Or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio 67.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Leanne McAdoo, here with Joe Biggs. And you out there, you are the resistance. Thank you so much for joining us here into this fourth hour. Now, we have been speaking with our investigative journalist, Wayne Madsen, talking about George Soros, how he's got his meddling hands in everything. And key takeaway from this report is how he's given these global grants to open up the floodgates for this illegal mass migration. We're seeing how that's destroying Europe. And a lot of people, whether they want to admit it or not, are actually in support of Donald Trump's plans to, A, build the wall, but also curb this open migration from people from these countries with terrorist ties. That we have to make sure that they are ideologically lined up with American values. So, Wayne, get into these global grants.
Well, when you read this leaked Soros report, it's interesting. I basically put all these organizations, these NGOs, are all involved in basically trying to change national immigration law to either weaken it or get rid of it, or telling people how to evade it, how to evade border controls. Now, one of the key individuals that the Soros people is working with is a guy named Peter Sutherland. That may not be a household name to a lot of people, but he is the former director of GATT. That was the forerunner to the World Trade Organization. He's now the UN Special Envoy for refugees and migration. He's also a former a chairman of Goldman Sachs International. Okay, so, you know, who was Hillary giving all those speeches for, making all that money? Goldman Sachs. Heidi Cruz, and who she worked for, Goldman Sachs. She got booed basically by people who were also yelling Goldman Sachs at the convention in Cleveland. People are starting to wake up to this, but when you see this report, you see, you know, who are these players that are involved? And basically, they're undermining national sovereignty by basically saying, look, you can get around border controls. We can weaken these immigration laws to allow this mass migration. What's the end goal? Well, we know what Merkel is. Her goal in Germany is to get more cheap labor. But what she's going to sacrifice for that is the German nation as we've known it, a Christian, democratic, not the party, which he's the head of, but a Christian and democratic nation with a strong tradition of culture, which will all come crashing down with this influx of Muslims who, by the way, they're not going to be changing their religion. They're looking at Germany to change its ways to become more like a Sharia law state. And that's going to cause major problems in Germany and other European countries. And the only thing I can see stopping this is if you see where Soros puts his money, he hates populists. Parties. He hates the UK Independence Party and the Brexit. He hates people like Boris Johnson, the new Foreign Secretary of Britain. He hates Le Pen in France. He hates the Alternative for Deutschland, the anti-immigration party in Germany. If we see these parties come to political power, that may start to spell the end of Mr. Soros.
Absolutely, and of course, continued hard-hitting journalism from. Journalists such as yourself, Wayne Madsen, the establishment's afraid of Donald Trump, but I think they're afraid of you as well. Thank you so much for joining us with the show today. That's Wayne Madsen at WayneMadsenReport.com. You can check out all of his hard-hitting articles at Infowars.com. And, you know, he just does some amazing, incredible work, which we're able to do that. We're able to bring on people like Wayne Madsen who do such incredible work because of the support of our users and listeners out there, people who are buying our products. So I wanted to, you know, go ahead, say thank you to Wayne Madsen, and then let's go to the InfoWarsLife.com so you guys can check out Living Defense. This is what we're having our big sale on right now, 20% off, limited time. It's a harmful organism cleanser, completely organic herbs and enzymes. It's a natural cleanser. It gets the harmful organisms from your body. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of these reviews. Right now, we're at 4.8 stars there. A lot of people are saying this is an excellent product. Let's hear from Pellegrino D. Marie in Massachusetts. She says, I have been using this Living Defense for 20 days and feel rejuvenated. And this is one of those products that you do have to use it for a few weeks, if not a couple of months, to really get out the organisms because they have babies, so you got to get the main organisms and their babies, which is kind of disgusting, and that's why this is such a great product. Just Cindy from Virginia says, this is a great product. She gives it 5 stars. She says, I've been on it approximately 3 weeks. I feel so much better in general. I only do 3 capsules a day, 2 in the morning before my coffee and 1 before lunch. I've had no complaints. It makes me sleep better at night. I do drink purified water with it. I don't drink any sodas, just purified water all day. And that's Cindy. She's giving this a 5-star review. I know my friend Emmy Robin has also been taking the product because she was feeling a bit icky. And I know it's been a total 180 for her as well. Completely cleaned her skin. She has now really clear, healthy skin from this product. just eliminating those toxins and all those harmful organisms, you'd be really surprised at just how quickly your body can turn around when you get the harmful organisms and toxins out of your system. So that's Living Defense. It's on sale for a limited time because we're going to sell out. That's at InfoWarsLife.com, 20% off. Get it today while supplies last. And now we're going to go to, we're going to go ahead and play one more highlight from Donald Trump's speech. And here he's kind of highlighting the Democratic failures. This could take hours, but, you know, he did it here in just a very short speech. And he goes on to talk about how this immigration is terrible, and it's going to be terrible for the lives of minorities.
Look how badly things are going under decades of Democratic leadership. Look at the schools. Look at the poverty. Look at the 58% of young African Americans not working. 58%. It is time for a change. What do you have to lose by trying something new? I will fix it. Watch. I will fix it. You have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. It is so bad. The inner cities are so bad. You have nothing to lose. They have been playing with you for 60, 70, 80 years, many, many decades. You have nothing to lose. I will do a great job. This means so much to me, and I will work as hard as I can to bring new opportunity to places in our country which have not known it in a very, very long time. Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party have taken African American votes totally for granted. Because the votes have been automatically there for them, there has been no reason for Democrats to produce, and they haven't. They haven't produced in decades and decades. It's time to break with the failures of the past and to fight for every last American child in this country to have a better and a much, much brighter future. In my administration, every American will be treated equally, protected equally, and honored equally. We will reject bigotry and hatred and oppression in all of its forms and seek a new future built on our common culture and values as one American people. This is the change I am promising to all of you. An honest government, a great economy, and a just society for each and every American. But we can never, ever fix our problems by relying on the same politicians who created these problems in the first place. Can't do it. 72% of voters say our country is on the wrong track. I am the change candidate. Hillary Clinton is for the failed status quo to protect her special interests, her donors, her lobbyists, and others. It is time to vote for a new American future. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. Friends and fellow citizens, come November, we will make America great again, greater than ever before. Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now, all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need, when you need it. Or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio 67.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
I say I shot the sheriff, but the sheriff was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day.
I will spare you the singing us in from the break as a la Alex Jones. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am here, Leah McAdoo, with the great patriot Joe Biggs. Now, Joe, when I watched the film Armageddon, There's a lot of things in this movie that kind of help you put yourself in the scenario of what's going to happen when the grid goes down. What are you going to do when you want to prepare? It really made me realize that I don't want to have a hipster boyfriend there when the stuff hits the fan. I want the guy that knows what he's going to do.
Yeah, I don't get it. There's like some smoking hot chicks in Austin, and they got these hipster boyfriends. And I'm like, you know what? When things go down, what's this guy going to do? He can't even load a gun. He don't even know what a firing pin is, or he doesn't even know what a shock group is, you know? Like, get in your shooting stance.
Like,
he can't even get in the shooting stance because his pants are so tight that it's cut off the circulation, and he's just, like, throwing donuts. Like, he doesn't know what's going on. Like, that's what you want? Come on.
You can't grow a pair with pants that
tight. Yeah, that tight. But what you need to do is grow your own food.
Right.
And get some solar panels and be ready to do something if it does happen. You know, the chances of an EMP attack are pretty good. The chances of just complete and total collapse is good. People need to get back to their roots, you know. Learn to hunt, learn to clean, learn to do that field dressing, learn to, you know, how to store that meat, you know, go buy the storage food that we already have, seeds, all this stuff. I mean, we've got tons of stuff at the InfoWars store that you can get storable foods that'll last, you know, forever, that tastes amazing.
Think about all those people in Louisiana right now, people that were stranded on the highway for days, anyone living on the Gulf Coast, really, that could be a victim of a hurricane that could come. But those are people that really needed to have these supplies, be prepared for something like that, because when you have to cut off that transport, when the trucks can't get in to bring you food, how are you going to feed yourself? And if your town is 3 feet underwater, well, there goes your crops.
I get stopped by TSA every flight. I'm about to fly again tonight to go to Kentucky to a shooting competition, but I always carry tools that I need in case the plane goes down and I somehow survive, you know, and the miraculous, you know, if a miracle happens, I somehow survive a plane crash. I'm going to have flashlights and all this stuff. But regardless, I'm going to a new area where I don't have all my stuff. I have like a bug out bag that I take with me on every trip. It's got tools, you know, some food, snacks, water, all this stuff. You've got to be prepared all the time, especially if you travel as much as I do. You can't just, you know, depend on having that stuff at your house only. But it's definitely something important to have. And Amerigeddon puts out a really good positive message. It makes you think outside of the box, you know. It kind of takes you out of that complacency that you've kind of been in for some time and really get out there and think about, all right, what if this does happen? And then you can evaluate where you are now, your living situation, what you have. Are you prepared at all? You know, I think a lot of families are going to leave from that movie and did leave from that movie going, man, if something happens, we aren't prepared. Let's go start getting prepared. Let's look into this. And let's find out what we can do.
Well, and it really kind of highlights for a lot of the social justice warrior girls out there, because here in the film, I believe it was Mike Norris's daughter, if I'm not mistaken. I think she was one of the badasses in the film. But so this social justice warrior girl, she has this kind of hipster boyfriend. He's super cool. And when the stuff goes down, he's nowhere to be found. And she realizes, like, well, you know, maybe I didn't need to get myself a feminist boyfriend.
Well, she had to go back to her first boyfriend, which was an Army soldier.
Yeah,
that actually knew how to get out there.
And took care of her family and knew what to do. So we're talking about the film Amerigeddon. It is now being sold exclusively at the InfoWars store. This is the new film by Chuck Norris's son, Mike Norris, and Gary Haven. Gary Haven is a really incredible person who wanted to put his own money behind getting this message out there. This film exposes the New World Order takeover. What would you do if the grid goes down? It's a great tool to help wake up your family and your friends. And Alex Jones is running a special right now. When you buy two copies of Amerigeddon, you can get four Alex Jones films for free. Police State 4, Police State Trilogy. Alex says, give these extras out as stocking stuffers. Take them to the library. Let people rent these films for free. Kind of break open their minds of what would they do? Are they prepared? And we really ask that you not only support this operation, but you also support independent films out there, people that are putting their money, their lives on the line to expose the globalists and help us take this fight to the next level. So that is the new Amerigeddon film. You can get it exclusively at the InfoWarsStore.com right now. That's for the exclusive release of Amerigeddon.
And for all you ladies out there that are dating hipsters, remember, if the apocalypse happens, you're screwed.
Oh, it's true. I mean, it really has put it in perspective for me. Like, I need a tough guy. I don't like you, you know, when you're, like, burping and stuff like that.
Hey,
I have to do without that.
I don't hold back. I am who I am all the time.
Well, and we appreciate it, Joe Biggs, everyone out there. All right, well, when we get back, we're going to be talking about more of Hillary's lies and the mainstream media's denies. Stick around.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited-time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We are winding down the hour here. I'm Leanne McAdoo here with Joe Biggs.
Yep, yep.
Now, one of the things that we've been kind of preparing for this year is with UT. Of course, they just, this will be the kind of inaugural campus carry coming into effect this semester. A lot of people have been raising concerns, what's going to happen. You know, what I think is going to happen is a lot more females are going to feel safe on campus, knowing that they can walk around at night and they are not going to be victims to some of the attacks. Like we saw, a girl was actually murdered on UT campus last year. So I think we're going to be seeing a lot of changes, but it's setting a precedent. So what's going on at other gun-free campuses across the nation?
Well, this is an article, I think it's by Breitbart. It says, students robbed at gunpoint on gun-free campus. It says, ironically, the robbery at gunpoint is the second high-profile criminal use of guns on the FSU campus in less than 2 years. A gunman opened fire outside FSU Central Library on November 20, 2014. And then a concealed carry permit holder was close enough to take out the gunman in the incident, but was barred from carrying a gun because of a gun-free campus law. Come on. You know, and it's funny. Campus carry has been in effect now for a little bit, and there's been no shootings. Nothing's going on. It's just like when we had open carry come out here in Texas. It was like everyone thought there was just going to be like all these like Western movies, like everyone's gun-toting, got like, you know, three or four guns on their side, and you're going to see that everywhere. Yeah, you're going to hear, you know, like the little bush is going to roll by or whatever, you know, tumbleweed. Like, it's the whole point of this stuff is the freedom to have it. Right. If you want it, you should be able to have it. Most people aren't going to be out brandishing guns and open carrying or anything like that. It's going to be more concealed. I mean, this is all hoopla. The thing is,
didn't the criminals see the signs there that said it was a gun-free zone?
Well, no, they can't read. They're criminals.
Right. Well, I mean,
maybe that's what's been going on this entire time.
That they just can't
read. They can't read. Well, we have to teach them to read the signs, and then crime will stop. That's it. We need to really get this grassroots movement going to teach criminals how to read. I think that'll solve everything.
Well, except meanwhile, we have overly educated people like Hillary Clinton doing criminality on a mass scale. And then so let's look at, take a look at what's going on in Venezuela. Now, we've talked about how just a few years ago they started grabbing the guns, but they were doing it because, you know, they were wanting to evolve and just, you know, let's bring peace to the streets. Everyone, Mr. and Mrs. Venezuela, turn in your guns. Well, really, what was happening, the people in power knew that things were really about to take a turn for the worse, and they wanted to disarm those people because they knew that they were going to be hungry. They're going to be angry. They're going to be getting desperate. Now we have reports they're having to travel like 18 hours to another country just to get food to feed their family.
In Venezuela today, some people broke into the zoo and murdered a horse and ate it.
Wow.
Because that's how hungry they are. And yet we have tons of people here in America that want socialism. And socialism is what? The first step towards communism. And what is communism? Look at Venezuela.
Right. And so now the socialist president there, of course, has many opponents that want to see his ouster because he's ruling over this country that's just like in great despair. There's rioting, looting, poaching, like you mentioned. So now what they've done is they are destroying thousands of guns. They're crushing them, chopping them up, nearly 2,000 shotguns and pistols.
That's why I need to go do this shooting competition for that, for all those guns that were brutally murdered for no reason, that did nothing at all.
Well, and that's what this is the narrative that they're pushing. Let me know if this sounds familiar. We're going to bring disarmament and peace. Sorry, there isn't going to be any peace until you are able to get your economy stabilized, you're able to feed these people and quit
lying. I think I need to get over to the East Coast right now immediately and build a raft and try to make my way to Venezuela to escape all this freedom we have in America because, you know, it's so great over there. Communism is amazing. I think we should just all put our money into a pot. Let's build a raft and let's go over there now so we can, before we get killed over here with all this freedom.
We can just trust that if we give our socialist government even more power, more money, they'll take care of us. And they'll make sure to divvy up all the goods.
Look what happens when you have a big government. Milwaukee, Ferguson, look at all these places. Big government, you know, is over. It's ridiculous.
Those
it's not going to get any better.
They are getting rich, putting a lot of money in their pockets, but they're not bringing any jobs to the economy. And they're sitting safely in the suburbs while their city's burning down.
And their queen's taking all the money from everywhere, all over the country. Hillary Clinton.
Right.
You know, this is funny. I just want to talk about this really quick. There's a magazine called Glamour, I guess, and yes. I mean, based off this article alone, I never want to look at this magazine ever again. But it says, yes, it's sexist to speculate about Hillary Clinton's health.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious? Like, that's sexist?
We're putting someone in the most powerful position in our country. She is going to be making really important decisions that are going to affect us all. It matters if she is going to die a year after getting put in, or if she is mentally competent enough, you know, is she going to go have a seizure while she's trying to give her?
And speaking of that, Du and I actually have worked on a report while we were in Milwaukee, and he's finished editing. It's going to be out Saturday. that really go in detail about Hillary Clinton's health and whether or not we should have someone like that running, a little bit of information about Senator Tim Kaine, her VP pick. So it's going to be it'll be a very good report. But, I mean, we've got statues of a naked Donald Trump all over different locations. Yeah, that I mean, but that's okay. But I can't say that she's a horrible human being and point out everything she's ever done wrong.
Right. Well, every single election cycle, that's what they do, especially if someone is an older candidate. They want to see their health records. You know,
Trump 70 could probably run a marathon right now. He never sleeps. The guy's out right now, you know, volunteering in Louisiana, helping people who have gone through hell. And she's taking a 4-day break right now because she's old. She's weak. She's decrepit. She's haggard. She's just, her body's being consumed by evil.
Now, I'd love to point out how here we have this naked Trump statue everywhere, but there was another artist, I believe he was an Australian artist, he had an image of Hillary Clinton in like a string bikini, and they forced him to take it down. As soon as he posted that on Twitter, or I'm sorry, Instagram, his account was suspended. So you can put up gross statues of Donald Trump, but don't dare feature
him. Is that the one that went back and then he painted like a hijab a burka, thing, yeah. A burqa all over it?
Put her under burqa.
What Alex has to call a beekeeper suit?
Yes, exactly. So it was too provocative. How dare you? That's very, very sexist. Meanwhile, art is supposed to be a protected form of speech.
But everyone goes and makes fun of him. But you don't see him getting fine. You don't see him getting butthurt over it. Like, this guy literally takes it from the left, from the right. Like, he's getting hit on every single media outlet out there, except for us, Breitbart, you know, Michael Savage, Drudge. I mean, but 90% of these people out there attacking him all the time. And it's just the same BS, sexist this, racist that. But look at all this stuff we have on Hillary. I mean, okay, well, it's actual real things that we should be upset about.
Their argument is getting neutralized, just like we saw them wear out the term racist to the point where now it's just kind of become a joke where we kind of everyone teases each other in the hall. Everything's racist. And now everything's going to be sexist. It's going to wear thin. People are getting sick and tired of being policed with this political correctness. Meanwhile, there are actual things that it's not just Hillary's health, but it's also how is she going to handle this position of power if she gets.
How is she going to keep a country going when she couldn't even control her own husband?
Well, when she lies under oath again and again and again. Now, we have, after Trump's epic speech that he gave, Politico comes out and they say, regretful Trump pivots 107 days late. So they're saying, well, great that he delivered one of the most comprehensive on-message rationales for his candidacy to date. But it's too late. Sorry, Trump. The damage is already done. What about Hillary Clinton coming out and apologizing for being wrong? Has she come out yet and apologized to lying to the American people about her server, apologizing to the families for lying to them about what happened in Benghazi? You know, no, what does she do? She points the finger at Colin Powell, you know, and says, he's the one that told me to set up my personal email. Like, really, that's the first we've heard of it.
I just don't get this. How can you lie this much to people
on camera
and be caught? And she's being caught, and we've made videos showing her being caught, and people still will vote for her.
Well, that was though they have.
I mean, at the end of the day, do you have to hate Hillary Clinton, or do you sometimes just have to look at these stupid people that have been dumbed down? Like, that's who we should be mad at. Like, how do you even like wake up in the morning? How do you function knowing that you actually truly believe Hillary Clinton is a good candidate when you have every reason possibly shown, and we go over it every day to tell you why you shouldn't, and you can look it up for yourself. There's like you Google things why like Trump's bad. It's like sexist, racist, blah blah blah. Who cares? But there's like movies being made right now. Like all these documentaries are coming out. If Trump was this bad, someone make a documentary about how Trump's so bad.
Right. He was never racist, sexist, xenophobic ever until he tried to run against the Democrats. And that's their go-to, that's what they use, are those buzzwords, those terms, because they've weaponized those terms, and they only use it. They only use it when they need to take out their opponents. Perfect example of this, if we could possibly cue up the video, was the top Democratic Hillary supporter. She was asked several times, but do you trust Hillary? I mean, do you think she's trustworthy? And she had her
talking points
memorized of what she would say. I mean, even people in her own party can't sit there and lie to themselves and say, yeah, she's trustworthy, or yeah, I believe her. They just go on and say, well, she's got a lot of experience.
I want to make an analogy real quick. Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party is like the human centipede. You know, the people got sewed together, and she just eats all this stuff and is just, you know, just dumping all this stuff. And the rest of the people are just eating it up, and they're just passing on to the next person like they're completely fine. Meanwhile, the Democrat Party is dying because they're all, like, leached onto her, and they're just eating all this crap coming out of her.
Oh,
that's basically what I...
Thanks. I have never seen that movie, thankfully, because I didn't want that burned into my brain.
Well, now you have Hillary Clinton's face on the front of the human centipede.
We need to give that to Ben Garrison so he can make a cartoon. So let's go ahead and go to that video. This is what Hillary Clinton's own party struggles with defending her.
At 64% of voters in a recent CNN ORC poll believe Clinton is not honest or trustworthy. And asked three times, Hassan would not give her opinion.
Do you think that she's honest and trustworthy?
I support Hillary Clinton for the presidency because her experience and her record demonstrate that she's qualified to hold the job.
Do you think she's honest?
She has a critical plan, among others, for making college more affordable.
But do you think that she's trustworthy?
Where do they program that robot?
I think that she has demonstrated a commitment always to something beyond herself, bigger than herself.
That's artificial intelligence.
How uncomfortable for her. Her programming, she was having to fight through that. Like, must not answer whether or not I think Hillary Clinton is trustworthy. Issue talking points.
Jeez Louise.
I mean, but that's how it is. They can just program these talking points into their political operatives, and they don't really expect that they're ever going to get questioned on these things. For the most part, the media is shilling for Hillary Clinton.
Well, that's why they got to make all that money through their foundation, so they can pay all these people to, like, lie. Like, that lady was fighting back from being honest. Like, you knew, like, if she even said anything outside of her talking point, that it was going to be like, no.
Yeah, you don't get
to. And then she was just going to, like, walk off the stage and just kind of, like, just be, you know, feel better. But, I mean, there's got to be a big check that was written for her to, like, stay online, stay on topic.
It's like, what position
would she
have in Hillary Clinton's White House if she just comes out here and makes a fool of herself for Hillary Clinton? I mean, this lady, now she has no credibility because she was totally embarrassed there on CNN. I mean, so it's just, this is going to continue on if Hillary Clinton does get elected, except we're probably going to see, Twitter now, one of the last social media outlets where you could kind of go and see that it was going to be truthful reporting because it's in real time. Well, now they're just in time for a Clinton presidency working on a new filter. So it's going to, just like Facebook, it's only going to give you news and information that you appear to really like, not the real time facts, not the real time news. And they're calling it an anti-harassment quality filter. But I don't want a filter. It's called a mute and a block. If I don't like what you have to say, I mute you and block you immediately. I don't need some government tool telling me what kind of information I can access.
I mean, I don't even block people that much. I mean, it's only just if it's annoying. I mean, if I disagree with you, I'm not going to block you. I kind of like to laugh at people's stupid responses. I think it's hilarious. I mean, I did block Montel Williams, though, whatever his name is.
Montel Williams.
Yeah, that guy's annoying.
Yeah, me and his fans. I know. It's just I can't deal with the trolls. While we're talking about Twitter, you guys can follow myself on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Leanne McAdoo. You're Rambo Biggs, right?
Yep, at Rambo Biggs, Twitter.
And you heard it here. He enjoys the harassment. So.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Go for it.
It's actually, like, good training. Like, man, I take, you know, notes from these trolls sometimes. Like, man, I really got to set my game up. This guy's good. Kind of learn from it.
Yeah, you get some good defensive talking points there. Actually, I do believe that Paul Joseph Watson just got the Twitter check mark. So he's just been verified. And, of course, you know that they're doing that to make him. Now they control. Now they're going to say, listen, you're verified now. So check your privilege. Don't be too bold there with what you say. Don't offend.
I was wondering if they were ever going to give it to him.
They just did this week. So Paul Joseph Watson, of course, he was happy about it. But at the same time, he's like, they think this is going to keep me in line. It's not going to work. So we've got, you know, Alex was really smart for setting up his own independent operation years ago where he could have sole control over what he does. He doesn't have to get talking points from anyone telling him how to report or, you know, what way to run the news or how our teleprompter needs to read, because we are teleprompter free here. Excellent. Well, Joe Biggs, you're going to be with me here for the next 5 minutes. But I know tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, we're going to have a lot of really great in-depth reporting, more on Trump's epic speech and also the GOP prepping for a tough perjury case against Hillary Clinton. So this is now, they have so much evidence. They're saying it could take mere weeks to get a perjury case against Hillary Clinton. We've seen it there with our own eyes and ears, with her lies buttressed against FBI Director James Comey's statements. What did you think about that, where he's basically spelling out the case against Hillary Clinton, and then at the end you're thinking, wow, they're really going to do it. They're going to come after her, Hillary for prison. And then he's like, ah, no, forget it.
He didn't want to die. I mean, everyone knows about the Clinton body count. That's no joke. You know, there's been three or four that have been added to the list within the last, since the RNC. I think he was probably threatened or something like that. And it's kind of like, yeah, you know what? No one's going to prosecute because no one wants to die.
Yeah. Same thing we saw with Bernie Sanders, who was like, we got to take out the establishment, but vote for Hillary.
People are dying, but Trump's sexist.
I'm going to go to my vacation home with your money. Thanks, guys. All right, we'll stick around. We'll have the rest of the Alex Jones Show coming up right after this.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Here in the last segment, Joe Biggs joins me. I am Leanne McAdoo. Now, here's a story that we've got up at Infowars.com right now. Paul Joseph Watson writes, gang members chant Black Lives Matter while beating up white victims. So this is another racist hate crime. It's going to receive very little media attention. So this was gang members in Charleston. I guess they were beating up a white victim as part of an initiation ritual. And this story has received zero national media attention. So I guess the gentleman that was beaten up posted a video on Facebook relating how he was driving home before picking someone up to help them get home. A woman was frantically waving her arms on the side of the road. He offered her a ride. And when he arrived at the destination, his passenger stole the tip money he had on his counter. And when he exited the vehicle, he was immediately surrounded by two black men and had a gun put to his head. A member of the gang ordered the other gang members to shoot him before he was able to snatch away the gun and run back to his truck. Other members of the gang were there waiting for him and subjected him to a brutal beatdown that was part of a gang initiation. And he says it was a setup. And of course it is. And this, you know, this, there was another story that came out the other day about two teenagers who beat up a Good Samaritan after he helped them get their car out of a ditch. Then they shot him and killed him. And so, I mean, it's getting to the point where we can't ignore this violence that is kind of creeping up.
Had something happen to me.
People just trying to do a good deed out there, and they're getting hurt.
Yeah, I was at this bar in Austin, and I was going out to my truck to get something, and this car pulls up right behind me. It's like kind of like one in the morning. This car pulls up. This guy gets out and has a knife and comes up to me, and he goes, "I need your wallet." I was like, "Well, I actually just came out to my truck to get my wallet," and then I kind of said it all scared. I was like, "Well, my wallet's inside my truck. Can I just get it for you?" And my truck is an arsenal. My truck is an arsenal, and I pulled out my Glock at you and put that threaded barrel right against his forehead, and I told him that next time he should learn to rethink life's decisions and go get a job and do something with his life. I'm going to give him a chance to live today, and I told him and his girlfriend to get the hell out of there.
Wow.
But needless to say, that guy peed himself and got back into his car and left, and maybe looks at life with a whole new set of eyes. Who knows? If not, if I run into him again.
And of course, that situation could have ended up totally differently.
Yeah, he would have been dead.
A different person, you know.
Oh, yeah, with another person, not with me.
Or with you, I mean, it could have ended up totally, you know, a different scenario. But, I mean, that's it. The media, they can't deny the fact that there is some stuff going on here in this country. And by covering it up, by saying that it's a lone, not a lone wolf, but just a lone situation with this, the knockout game. You know, then you have people that they're just not prepared to be dealing with these situations. Or you get those emails sent out like, "Hey, girls, be sure that, you know, you're not, you watch when you're getting to your car at a parking lot at night, because here's this new scam that they're trying to do with women." And here in the media, they're failing to let people know that there's a new crime kind of going down, that it's like Good Samaritans, beware. I mean, this is really dangerous. Well, Joe Biggs, thank you so much for joining me here in the third and fourth hour. I know you're going to have a lot of fun out shooting some guns.
Pew, pew.
For America and for all those poor guns that lost their lives in Venezuela.
I'm going to drink to those guys tonight.
Well, that is wonderful. We really appreciate your part you're doing for America. And everyone out there, please tune into the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Jakari Jackson is going to be covering all the news that matters, and all of our great reporters as well. And continue visiting InfoWars.com for all of the breaking news. We'll see you here Sunday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.